Welcome. Today, the Assembly announces the formation of the Select Committee on Gasoline Supply and Pricing. Californians need more than Band-Aid relief from high gas prices. We need long-term solutions. We have put ourselves in this situation because of our addiction to the gas-powered engine. Yet, that is no excuse for the actions of those who pin California drivers down with a foot on our necks and a hand in our pockets. This Select Committee will investigate the gas price gouging that has inflated prices at a rate equivalent to 100% per year. They will build on the information from the investigations we requested last week and our letter to the legislative analyst, the Attorney General's office, and the state auditor. The committee aims to answer two basic questions. First, why are we paying so much for gas? And two, how can we stop it? Backed by the power of the democratically elected legislature of this state, they will work to determine how to beat down prices and how to keep them reasonable. The Assembly will then work as hard as we can to do exactly that, and to stand up to the profiteers who were abusing a historic situation to suck profits from California's wallets. Now I'd like to introduce the chair of the new Select Committee. Assemblymember Jackie Irwin will be point person for the Assembly members for the Assembly's efforts. Assemblymember Irwin.
Thank you very much, Speaker Rendon. I am Assemblymember Jackie Irwin, and I stand here today as the chair of the new Select Committee on Gas Supply and Pricing. It is no secret that Californians are enduring financial pain at the pump. Amidst global uncertainty, supply chain challenges, and COVID, there are questions as to why gas prices are at an unprecedented high with no apparent end in sight. Not only are Californians struggling to fill up our tanks, but gas prices are now driving inflation. Our country is at the highest level it has seen in the last 40 years. California leaders must protect consumers from further harm. That is why earlier this month I signed a letter urging a pause in the gas tax increase for 1 year. But as legislators, we owe it to our constituents to answer the question on everybody's mind: why do gas prices continue to rise? And that is exactly the mission of this committee, to follow the data and find answers and long-term solutions so that we no longer have to look at the future with distress, but with promise. Gas pricing is a complicated issue with a multitude of factors contributing to the price we pay at the pump. But as chair, I'm entering with an open mind and commitment to approach this issue with an appreciation of nuance and also the urgency of the issue. I appreciate very much the confidence the Speaker and my colleagues have in me, and I look forward to our first meeting in a number of weeks. Thank you, and I would like to now introduce my colleague, Assemblymember Cotty Petrie-Norris.
Thank you, Assemblymember Irwin, and good afternoon, everyone. So let's start with the bottom line. Californians are paying way too much at the pump. In Orange County, where I live and the community that I represent, gas is $6.36 a gallon. That is 28 cents more than it was last month and $2 more than it was last year. We are all feeling the pain at the pump. And these increased fuel prices are also hitting grocery stores, our small businesses, contributing to higher costs for everything from food to toilet paper. Is this outrageous? Yes, it is. Is this unacceptable? Absolutely. Can we do something about it? Can the legislature do something about it? Yes, we can. And that is why Speaker Rendon has established this Select Committee on Gasoline Pricing and Supply. And grateful to be appointed to the committee and for the leadership of Chair Irwin. Our committee is going to be focused on getting to the bottom of this and providing relief now, immediately, and into the future. We know that Russia's invasion of Ukraine sent energy markets reeling and gas prices sky high. But we also know that that really is just one piece of the puzzle and one piece of the explanation. This committee will bring in oil companies, regulators, and economists in order to shine a light on what is driving these truly outrageous and inexplicable price increases. And most importantly, what we as policymakers need to do to increase supply and to bring the price down. For Californians who are hurting right now, please know that we are doing everything in our power to provide immediate relief. We are also doing everything in our power to ensure that you, that we, and that California is not getting ripped off. With that, I am pleased to welcome our next speaker. Robert Hurrell is the Executive Director of the Consumer Federation of California. Mr. Hurrell.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Assemblymember. I'm Robert Hurrell. I'm the Executive Director of the Consumer Federation of California. We're an organization that's been around since 1960, focusing on broad-based ways to protect consumers and enhance consumer protection in the state of California and also at the federal level. The Consumer Federation of California welcomes these important investigations in this critical area of consumer protection. Markets work only when they are meaningfully regulated and there is vigorous oversight of market participants and transparency as to their actions, be it from regulators or legislature or the media. Four items make up the price of gas. The largest of those, about 60%, give or take, is the price of crude oil. As you can see by the graphic in front of me and on the side, that does not track with where the gas prices are at the pump right now. There's also distribution and marketing costs. There's refining costs, and there's also taxes, which I should note are much, much lower here in California than they are in most of the rest of the world, particularly if you look at Europe and parts of Latin America. California has made it clear that it needs to and wishes to be at the forefront of environmental protection. And so we are unwilling to trade in our cleaner blend of gas that just for price at the pump, because as the speaker has pointed out so many times, we have to take the long view on these kinds of issues. Having said that, Californians are facing pain at the pump, as the assembly members have said, not just at the individual level, but also for small businesses and in smaller or more remote communities in California where the price is even higher, astronomically high. So state officials at all levels, including key members of the legislature, should be doing everything they can to vigorously investigate any piece of this cost puzzle that doesn't quite add up. For example, this so-called mystery surcharge that stems from the 2015 refinery fire down in Torrance in Southern California really has never, to my knowledge, been fully explored, and that increase has never fully gone away. That's 30 cents a gallon at the pump. That would mean real relief for real people very quickly. I just want to close by talking a little bit about the phenomenon that's known as rockets and feathers. When the price of crude oil, for example, worldwide, and this is something that, for example, we cannot control. The war in Ukraine, for example, has had some impact on this. Other global forces beyond California's immediate ability to control. When the price shoots up, immediately the price at the pump rockets up. That's the rocket part of it. The flip side is that when that goes down, the price slowly goes down, if at all, like a feather. One supply chain expert who's a professor at Wake Forest University essentially said that oil companies and gas stations behave in such a manner, those rockets and feathers, quote, because they can, unquote. Such an answer is wholly insufficient to California consumers and certainly suggests areas for serious inquiry by regulators and this new select committee of the legislature. In terms of providing relief to California consumers, the Consumer Fed of California is of the view that any relief ought to be as much as possible means tested. And I know that the speaker and the pro tem and the governor are in the process of working that out. I expect that to be handled fairly quickly. But the current legislative joint budget proposal is much closer to the position of the Consumer Federation of California. Thank you very much for your time. And at this point, I'll hand it back to Speaker Rendon.
Thank you. Questions?
Study is going to find anything new?
Well, this is one that would be convened by the legislature, convened by these members. It's a bipartisan committee. I should mention Assemblymember Davies, who is not here right now, will be on the committee as well. But this will use the full authority of this legislative body to ask these questions of those entities and others. Well, I think there's a wide range of views, members in the body, a wide range of views of members behind us. That some of those questions are going to be asked by this body. I think what's important in terms of thinking about a gas tax holiday is to consider the extent to which that would make things worse for people who would be laid off, who would not have jobs because of the construction aspects relating to SB 1, for example. You have to ask yourselves the extent to which gas companies would continue to pocket those profits. Shell has made about $9.1 billion in the first quarter of this year, $9.1 billion. Chevron has made $6.2 billion in the first quarter of this year. These are companies that are obviously ripping off California consumers, and we need to ask tough questions about them and their business practices. Well, again, that's a big part of those are the questions we're going to ask. And you know, I assume the committee under the guidance of the chair will come up with a list of recommendations. But I think we need to let them do their work. Yeah, what bothers me is the inflation that's affecting Californians, whether it's gas prices, whether it's rent, whether it's groceries. I think the almost three-way agreement that we have with the Senate and the governor goes a long way towards addressing inflation in general, towards making sure that those Californians, even those Californians, loads and loads of people in my district who don't drive, that they get the relief they need, whether it's at the gas pump, whether it's at the grocery stores, whether it's with respect to rent. And I think for us, I think that's the best way to go.
And on that relief topic, I know the administration has said they're determined to have an agreement with you by June 30th or July 1st. Can you agree there?
It was a long, long weekend. I think we got a lot of work done. We're not ready to make any announcements yet, but we certainly made progress over the weekend.
Okay. If I may, will the lawmakers that did send that letter, either Senator Irwin or Assemblymember Kitchen Norris, the administration says that at this point it's too late to postpone the gas tax. It's going to go into effect July 1st because of CDTFA needing 60 days to implement that. Is there a hope that, okay, if it does go into effect, it just at one point stops, or what's the idea there?
So I guess I'll make 2 points. So number one, I have to be able to believe that maintaining the status quo is in fact possible. Whether that is the decision that is reached with leadership and the governor to be determined. And I'll also just say that, we're all Democrats. We're all on the same team. While there might be some disagreement about the how, there certainly is no disagreement about the why, and that is to ensure that we're doing everything we can in this moment of crisis in all ways to lift up Californians and keep Californians moving forward. So we're certainly all laser focused on ensuring that we provide the most relief as quickly as possible.
Mr. Speaker, what do you say to Californians who are frustrated, who are struggling, and what's your message on why it's taken so long to get relief?
Well, we've been following the same course that we always follow in terms of the budget. We've been talking for the past four months about the budget and specifically about the rebate. And we're going to have something done very, very soon. But we've been working on it.
Will the committee have, I know you mentioned possible oil companies coming to testify, maybe like subpoena power, requiring them to come, or is this only day one?
That is a good question. I don't know. We could get you an answer. Yeah.
People have been hearing very, very soon for a very, very long time. Is there a date or a month that you can give us in terms of when people might see relief?
Well, again, we're following the normal course of the budget. The way the disbursement would work with respect to rebates, there are some ideas about a debit card, some ideas about a check. So those types of details will impact. There's also direct deposit through FTB is the third option that we're considering. All those have different timelines, but it'll be certainly something before October. That's up to the chair.
Okay. Is there a deadline, like a report they have to make?
Generally, select committees meet, are sort of only authorized through the course of a session, which means this would sort of end in November, but I always have the ability to reauthorize the committee to continue meeting. More questions? Thank you.